We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Of course, one of the top stories in recent days has been the poisoning of a former spy in the UK. And the UK is blaming Russia and Vladimir Putin. And now the Russians are saying that somebody else did it, of course, that the UK did it. It was their poison. And here's a gentleman joining me this morning who knows a little bit about what's going on in Russia. He's Franz Settlmayr. He is a German security consultant and CEO of the U.S.-based multinational asset recovery company, also a former security advisor for Vladimir Putin. Franz, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
So what's your view of the poisoning in the UK? Is this pretty much the work of Vladimir Putin?
I would think so. I mean, as far as Mr. Putin is concerned, it's probably just another day at the office for him. There have been another 14 unexplained deaths in Britain alone, which are now being reopened for investigation. It is very, very obvious that there's a Russian hand in these particular two new cases. There's even another person that was strangled just a couple of days after the two father and daughter were poisoned. And so wherever there's a connection to Russia and wherever there's a history, people live very dangerously these days.
I see where one of the British lawmakers is saying, hey, it could have been like a mafia-like group. What's the likelihood of that?
Very unlikely because, I mean, you're talking military-grade poison, Nerf poison, which is so potent that he can't even recover. I mean, if these people survive, and I hope they will survive, they will be maimed for life. And these types of substances are not easy to come by private people, let alone mafioso type.
You mentioned that they have opened up investigations into other recent attacks. Is Vladimir Putin stepping up these type of attacks? And if so, why?
These type of attacks are very typical for the Russian intelligence services. It has to do with two things that motivates this type of extrajudicial killings, if I might call them that. Number one, it has to do with treason, that is, people that turn against their own intelligence services or against the Russian government that were in the employ once. And the other reason is whenever the Russians lose control over certain situations and they cannot get at the people at the time. When you look at the killings that happen outside Russia and the killings that happen inside Russia, you will see that the outside always carries somewhat of an exotic type tactic, and it's less unproblematic for the Russians to get rid of people inside Russia, obviously.
Visiting with former security advisor for Vladimir Putin and the author of the book Welcome to Putingrad, Franz Settlmayr. And Franz, what can the U.S. do about this? Are they doing enough so far? And if not, what can they do to try to put Vladimir Putin back in his place a little bit?
You have to look at the factor that motivates Putin's people, Putin himself, his cronies, and also the intelligence services. And that's the vast availability of funds, of money. It's money that was stolen when they were fleecing Russia dry, and it's money that's obviously not in Russia. It's being invested here in the West. It's being invested in the United States, in the United Kingdom, in Germany, in Switzerland, etc. And if you allow these people to have access to those funds, we're going to see more of that.
And, of course, the big story, one of the big stories here in the United States is the Russian influence on the presidential election of 2016. As you look at what we are learning in Germany, from Germany, what do you think about that? Do you think Russia did play a role in the election? And what role will they play in this year's elections?
Look, dumping $20 million into a $2 billion campaign trying to influence, I think it's highly unlikely. that the American people were swayed to vote one way or the other. That is just my opinion, but I think it relates to the numbers at play here. And the second thing is I'm more worried about Russia coming out recruiting people. You might know or you might have heard that the Russians are very good in recruiting ex-politicians. For example, in my country, Germany, they recruited Gerhard Schröder, who at one time was our German chancellor. They have recruited as many as 50 people, retired politicians and journalists, to do their bidding in Germany and around Europe, using these people as lobbyists for the Russian cause. And I'm afraid what is true for Germany would certainly be true for the United States.
What is their goal here in the United States? Is it to see discontent, to disrupt our system?
It's all of the above. But predominantly, the Russians are trying everything to disrupt simply because they would like us to accept their style, their interpretation of democracy, which really is not a democracy, their interpretation of the rule of law, which is, of course, has nothing to do with the rule of law. They want to, people should understand Putin wants to rule like Stalin, but he wants to live like Abramovich. The law is for the others. It's not for him and his friends. And so by putting their money here, they want to operate freely. They don't want any questions where the money comes from or what they intend to do with it.
Franz Settlemyer, former security advisor for Vladimir Putin, the author of Welcome to Putingrad. Thank you very much for joining us from Germany this morning. Appreciate your time and your insight.
Thank you very much, and don't forget to look us up on Amazon. Thank you very much for having me.
It's Welcome to Putingrad. It's 8:57. The news is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.